Welcome into our very first Cornhusker conversation of the 2024 season ahead of the opener against UTEP. I'm Jessica Cootie, and we're kicking things off with one of the guys that received a black shirt this week. Also wears a single-digit senior safety, Deshaun Singleton. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
I'm happy to be here.
It's game week. How does it feel to be Saturday, we're kicking this off?
Man, I'm excited. You know, it's been a long journey for me from last year to now, and I'm just ready to play again.
You know, you took on a huge role last season and were really playing really well for this defense before you had the injury. How do you feel going into this season, how health-wise, but then also confidence-wise, knowing what you were able to establish?
Man, I feel very confident in my ability this year. You know, going through rehab, Coach Hobbs had put me through some modified stuff, and he prepared me for this moment now, and I'm just so confident, and I feel like I'm stronger than last year, and I'm more prepared than last year. So,
what about just knowing this defense and what you guys are capable of, and just that understanding of what Coach White wants you guys to do? How good is that too, and how much different is that going into this season compared to last year? Just again, knowing what your role is and all of that.
Going into year two, I feel like it's better for us now because we're used to it, and I feel like we're more vets and we adapted to the defense. Last year, we were going into it; it was a new defense for us. You know what I'm saying? We didn't really know much about Coach White, but now it's like we're just molded into it now, and we're more prepared. So, yeah.
What did you guys learn just throughout the course of last season and how successful you guys were as a group that this is what it takes to be a good defense? What were some of those principles that you thought, okay, we're buying into this, we believe in it, this works?
We gotta play like there's no scoreboard. So we just gotta play to our standard, and that's what the defense got last year. You know, that's how we was able to be a great defense. And it was just like, just forget about the scoreboard and play to the standard every day. Be physical, you know what I'm saying? Play fast, and whatever's on tape, the tape gonna be the tape. So you wanna show good things on tape.
What kind of conversations did you guys have, the defensive leaders about what the goals were going into the season and how you wanted to be even better from last season?
The goals going into the season as a defense is to create turnovers. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's value. So, I mean, obviously we're going to get the stops. You know, we're confident in our abilities, but, our plan is to just take the ball away now. So,
if you look at the back end of this defense, a lot of names that have been around and played a lot of football together, what does that do when you've got guys like Malcolm Hartsog and Marquise Buford, Tommy Hill's been here, just that you guys have all played together so much and been through so much together here in Nebraska?
Man, we just want to push each other to be great. Like, me and Tommy was arguing today on the field, and we always argue, but at the end of the day, that's my brother, and we want to just push each other to our best ability. And, playing with Gibb, playing with Keys, playing with Malcolm, we all treat each other like family, so we're going to hold each other accountable. So whatever it is, he's going to get on me, and I'm going to get on him. So,
what does that do for a team when you are able to do that, when you have those kinds of relationships that you can challenge each other and hold each other to a higher standard?
Man, it means a lot. I mean, it just lets you know that we're just trying to get better at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? We got goals, and the only way we accomplish them is we hold each other accountable to that, hold ourselves to the standard. So
you were one of the guys that got voted on last year to have a single digit wearing number 8, and it was the first year with Coach Roll doing it. What did that mean to you, to be selected by your teammates to wear one of those single digits?
It meant a lot, as like usually other schools, they just give you a single digit, and it just was a testament to my work that I put in, and I left a mark to other people. I feel like my team trusted me with that single digit, and it meant a lot to me because they chose me, so I'm just proud of it, and I'm gonna represent it well.
What went into that for you, that process to be able to be that guy that they saw that in you, that they wanted to select you to wear that single digit?
I didn't know how to get it. You know what I'm saying? I was just a thorn in the air, like, man, I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to do the right thing all the time. I'm going to play to my best ability. I'm going to give it my all every day, and it just showed, and my teammates noticed it, and they gifted me with that. So, I mean, it just mean the world to me when I carry that single digit, you know. And I just feel like I can't let my team down, you know, so, yeah.
Also this week, black shirts were handed out again, and mm-hmm. people are very aware of the tradition of, you know, getting that black shirt. What mm-hmm. does that mean to you to be a part of that and that history and tradition here in Nebraska?
Being a part of it, it just, it brings me joy, you know. Last year, I got my black shirt, got hurt, and just being able to come back from injury and earning a black shirt, that just means the world to me, and I understand the history behind it. It's a tradition, it's a culture. And, you know, when you had a black shirt, you representing the people that played before you, and you just got to represent that. Well, just like the single digit, you got to represent it. So, I mean, you got to hold a standard and, you know, play at your best.
It's great stuff. Well, part of what we like to do in this Cornhusker conversation is get to know you a little bit and mm-hmm. your backstory. You're from Louisiana, but it wasn't an easy journey for you to get here. Take me back to high school and when you were your senior year, the recruiting process wasn't easy for you. Where were you at the end of your high school journey, and how, I guess, scary was it? How discouraging was it at the time?
It wasn't really discouraging to me. I mean, I went to a small high school, a little two-way school, public school in down in South Louisiana. And, really how my recruiting process was, going into the season, I really wasn't getting no looks. I was getting interest, but I wasn't getting no looks. And like by the last game of the season, I mean, I didn't have anything, you know. And at that time, I was playing basketball, and I was just thinking about getting a job. Like I applied for Wendy's, you know. So I was like, I was ready to start my life, you know what I'm saying, after high school. And then an old friend of mine called me and told me to come to JUCO, and then Coach Mo, the DB coach, they hit me up and they was like, I mean, you can come on a visit. But I wasn't able to go on a visit. So it was like, I just committed on the spot and drove up there and I started that. And as for going into JUCO, I just had to come in the mindset of, well, I got nothing to lose, you know? So I went in there, did everything I could, and My goal was to get out in 6 months. And at the end of the day, that's what I did. It was hard. I mean, it was a grind for me. Every game, I had to go in there and don't know what's going to happen. And I finally got my first offer. And then after that, it started rolling in. And then I ended up here in Nebraska. So,
what made you believe in yourself during that time that, you know, it's not an easy journey to take, mm-hmm. but what kept you... what was behind the drive and kept you motivated during that time?
What kept me motivated was my mom. She told me, you can't quit now because you ain't got nothing to go back to. You know what I'm saying? Going back to Greensboro, Louisiana, it's nothing to go back to. I mean, she told me to stay far away from home as you can. And that's what motivated me. I mean, obviously, they had the hurricanes and stuff come through, so... I mean, I had nowhere else to go, so I had to just stay, and that's what I did. And just it was just self-motivation as well. I wanted better for myself. I wanted better for my brother. I wanted him to see me and say he could do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what motivated me as well.
What did you learn about yourself battling through that? Because, I mean, again, it's not an easy journey, but mm-hmm. what did you learn about yourself as a person and as a player? Mm-hmm.
That you can define anything. So I feel like I could... Any trial I go through, I'm able to push through it, regardless of what it is, how hard it is, how easy it is. I mean, I feel like anything is possible. So just whatever you start, you finish it. That's what all I live about. Whatever you start, Sean, finish it. And, you know, that's what I live about.
Was there ever a point that you doubted that you could play at this level, or was it more so just getting seen and getting the opportunity?
I mean, of course it's doubt. I mean, it was a point where I was like, dang, can I really play at this level? But at the end of the day, I knew what I can do. And I trusted my abilities. And, you know, I came in with full confidence that, you know, I'm at the same level as you all, probably better. But, you know, I just had to come in and have that confidence within myself.
How much appreciation do you have then to be able to walk out on this field on Saturdays, just what you had to fight through to get here, and then, you know, not just that, but then the injury and just, I imagine you got a tremendous amount of appreciation for this game.
Yeah, I learned to never take anything for granted, you know, because I came from really nothing to now here. And, you know, I've seen the good and the bad. I've seen, I lived in dorms, I'm saying, missing dinner, ain't able to eat at the JUCO. So it's like, now we got the great facilities, we got everything we need. And I'm just like, you know, I'm grateful for it all, you know what I'm saying? Because it can all be taken away from me at any point in time. And, you know, I just got to be grateful for it, so.
That 18-year-old Deshaun, what would he have said if he would have known what you would be doing now? You'd be a single digit in a black shirt and a starter on this Nebraska defense and playing such a big role.
He would have said, "You lying. You ain't telling the truth." You know what I'm saying? But I always had faith in myself. Like I always had dreams of playing D1. I always had dreams of playing NFL. So, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what path I was gonna take, I just felt like I knew I was gonna get there. So yeah.
What example do you hope to set? You talked about being an example for your brother, but for those kids in Louisiana, those kids that don't get recruited, that they can see your journey. What do you hope they learn from your story?
Man, they could do the same thing. You know, that's all I'm. I just want to create a positive role model to them, and I just want to feel like I came from the same place you came from. And you know, what I'm saying, you could do it. You know. And that's what I want to say, you know.
So when you land on Nebraska the first time and it's a different coaching staff, then you go through the coaching changes. And in this day and age, transfer portal is so prominent in college football. What made you believe in the staff and the direction of Coach Rule that he was going to take this program, that you wanted to stick it out with this coaching staff?
Once he came in, I immediately knew, like, I wanted to stay. You know what I'm saying? He created... he came in with a different type of culture, a different type of vibe to him, and you know, I immediately latched on to that, and you know, it was what I lived by. So once he came in, I was already bought into it, and you know, as far as that, I was prepared. You know, I wasn't scared to go into the fire. I wasn't scared about a new culture, anything, because whatever it is, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? So.
We had an interview back in fall camp, and it was a great story that I'd love for you to tell again. But you know, we were talking about your physicality. That's one thing that jumps out about you, and that you're not afraid to hit. You're not afraid to be physical back there playing safety. Where did that start? Where did that come from for you?
It just came from my dad. It was the first time playing football. He brought me out there, and the first drill was Oklahoma drill. And so when I went and went with this boy named Corey, he's one of my closest friends now, he hit the living mess out of me. I was crying on the ground. My dad took me. He said, "If you want to quit now, we could leave. You go home." And I told him, "I don't want to go home." And he said, "Well, you got to go again. Do the same thing to him what he did to you." And I went and did the same thing to him, you know. And after that, I just have that same mindset now, like, I'm gonna put you on your butt before you put me on mine. I don't like that, so yeah.
Oh, that's great. What is it about the physicality, that part of it that you've embraced, that you enjoy bringing to a football team?
I just feel like it gets a different type of emotions with everybody. You make a big hit, I mean, that can change the momentum of a game, and I feel like if you're not physical on the field, you can't play football to me. So bringing physicality is a part of it. And if you love this game, you love to be physical, you know, so yeah.
Absolutely. You know, just going into this season, your senior season and everything that you went through and everything that we've talked about, being a leader in this defense, how do you approach this season and what are you trying to provide and bring to this defense? And I guess some of the goals that you're looking to achieve this season.
I'm approaching this season as if it's gonna be my last game every game. And that's how I want to play. Like, it's going to be my last snap every snap, you know, because it took from me. Like I said, it was my last snap. And I want to bring the best for my team, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to let my team down. So that's how I'm approaching the season. And, you know, hopefully we could play 17 games, you know. So, but, yeah, that's my goal for this year.
Circling back to this game and this matchup against UTEP, we've heard Coach Rule say it's going to be a challenge offensively. They throw a lot of different things at you. What are the keys for this defense? What are you guys trying to against? What tone are you trying to set here in week one?
Man, we just got to be physical, and we got to have great eyes. And I feel like if we do that, we'll come out on top. Just have great eyes, be disciplined, and be physical.
How excited are you to be able to play the first game in Memorial Stadium?
Man, I'm so excited. It's going to be, I feel like this is my very first game ever playing. So, I mean, I'm just really excited, and I just can't wait to play. So,
great stuff. Appreciate your time. Best of luck as you guys can get off on
Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks again to Deshaun Singleton for sitting down with us for this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.